This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go. Another exciting edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show is happening here on GCN, our syndicated home in broadcast radio. Of course, we're on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, not just today. And we cover topics from health, politics, economics, everything. And the healing aspect is woven through all of it. And you guys and gals know, if you've been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show for a long time, I tend not to believe the official narrative. My dearly departed friend who wrote the book Official Stories talked about official stories and said they are there to protect the officials. And we're not here to protect the officials. We're here to let you know that they're butt naked and ugly. And you don't want to follow their lead. If they say do something, do the opposite, you know, like Fauci. There's a new book out, and it kind of goes into, I guess, the zombies that are running the show and how they got away with it or are getting away with it. It's called The Woking Dead. Yeah, I said woking, not waking. And it's Publius Prose, Volume 1, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. Links to this book are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you're not sure how to plug into the show notes or the newsletter, just text RSB, my initials, RSB, to 22828, and you'll get plugged in immediately. How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. AJ Rice, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show for the first time ever.
Wow. I really appreciate that. Brother Robert, it's great to be here.
Well, you know, I my producer, Super Don, used to work, he said years ago, work with you just a little bit over at the, what we call the ex-wife, TRN, when they were a big force in syndicated radio, when we were on there. So, long history in radio, and I'm glad to have you on. I'm looking at this book, I'm holding it up.
No, you were over there too for a certain period of time, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I was over there until they started crapping out. And then I was like, okay,
exactly.
Time to go.
Well, and, you know. Well, I think most of us built the old trap door in the floor, and we all jumped through it. So
yes, we found a way.
Landed on a mattress.
Exactly. And, you know, radio's still there, and we're still on radio, but it means far less to the outreach to the world, you know, as we got online technologies and podcasts and everything else. So we're still reaching actually far, far more deeply onto the four corners of the planet, if you could say that. So
well,
it doesn't make
sense.
I will
say radio is still a very powerful medium because it's really hard. I mean, other than, you know, not cursing and not saying dirty words on the air, it's still a really hard medium for the left to control.
That is true.
It really is. Because it's either on the air or it isn't. You're either saying what you're saying or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be shadow banned. The technology is primitive enough that the tech overlords, some of which have the Woking Dead in charge of their companies, it's very hard to sort of hide a radio show, you know, or shadow ban it cancel it, you know, unless they can make a big deal in the media about saying something controversial. It still is a point-to-point way to communicate.
AJ, do you remember back in the day that the left tried to counter all of the what they called right-wing hate speech or whatever it was they called us with the Air America, I think it was, and it was all these leftists.
It was a joke.
And it was just so not entertaining. It was sad. And they didn't understand it. It wasn't so much about the politics, although that played a little bit into it, certainly, because people didn't really have a voice in what we call mainstream media. But it was the entertainment value that got you engaged. You were thinking critically. You might be outraged from time. And you tried to do that with the left, and it was just sad.
No, I think it would. They had, like, Al Franken and Janine Garofalo and the late Ed Schultz and Stephanie Miller. You know, none of these people, you know, you don't want any of these people at Thanksgiving dinner. Some of them were famous already, and they went in there and tried to, you know, duplicate Rush's success or Sean's success or Ingram or Savage or Levin or Glenn. And it's just hard to do. I mean, most shows, whether it's Howard Stern or Rush Limbaugh, in their prime, they're entertaining first, right?
Correct. They didn't get that, though. They were
You don't have that.
Yeah.
If you're just like a negative, if you're just like a
whiner.
First of all, also, I mean, if you're railing against capitalism and a lot of people don't want to advertise with you, at least back then. Now, wokeism has changed that a little bit because now you've got corporations looking to seek to spend their money in these weird minority ways. You know, whether it's, you know, the NBA or Disney. And I get into a little bit of that in the book.
Yeah, I was going to say, AJ, there's things that have changed in terms of what you call the woking dead. It actually is. These things called ESG scores coming out of, like, wokeism at the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, where they're actually giving you scores based on what they call environmental goodness, you're good with LGBTQ, all of these things that give you a possibility to get or access loans and money and certain special privileges. And if you have those ESG scores dropped,
I mean, it's a social credit score, really. It's an idea born of totalitarianism.
And that's what's different. It used to be, you have your views on things and you could decide that you don't want to go to Chick-fil-A because you don't like what they believe. But now it's more like, we've got economic warfare in under the guise of we can actually cancel your business if your scores aren't high enough.
Well, you know, it's funny you're bringing this up. So I have a newborn. My wife and I were just playing around the other day online looking at different public schools. I call them government schools. The public schools in the general area of Virginia that we live in. Central Virginia, right? So I'm just poking around, and there's this website that does a fairly good job of rating some of these public schools. So I'm jumping around, and what I noticed, actually, and this was not there 3 years ago, is that when you get on there, the three biggest sort of things that they're worried about the school performance in is whether you're college ready, whether you're academically inclined, and then this third one was equity. So, and what is that? I mean, it's basically multiculturalism on steroids wrapped up with wokeism. I mean, it's insane. So this school down the street from me was, I think, pulling a 6 out of 10. Now, what was their college placement? 9 out of 10. So they were doing a fairly good job for a public school in Virginia. But their score got pulled all the way down because in equity, like you were just talking about, under equity, they were getting a 2.
Right. Well,
so
of course,
their score all the way down because they weren't multi-culti enough for whatever wacko made this app.
Well, that tells me that the school is actually pretty good, probably better than most. Although the idea of college,
basically because they're rejecting the premise of CRT. That's really what this is. And that is the woking dead, the people pushing CRT, microaggression nonsense, the patriarchy. You and I we're in charge of that. I don't know if you know if you even knew that. The patriarchy, white privilege.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just insane. So,
but the thing is,
that's how they're grading schools now.
Right, and AJ, once they get out of the high school, even if it's a good graded school by our standards, not by woke standards, they end up in college, and there may be two or three colleges that are not woke and ESG scoring high.
Oh, sure. I mean, the faculty lounge is the breeding ground for most of this garbage. I mean, they're in there. They love it. They went right from being an activist as a student to being activists as a teacher. Most of these teachers are the ones leading the woke brigade on a lot of these college campuses to tear down statues and to rename a dorm room and, you know, rename this and get rid of that and change the mascot because, you know, I mean, look, in most cases when a mascot gets changed, it's because liberal white people are upset about it, not the actual people that are supposedly offended.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, moving forward with kids, I mean, you got kids, I've got kids. My son is now an adult, but he's, what I say, anything but woke in that sense. And you know, trying to navigate a terrain where even when you go to places that you think are more conservative-leaning, country, patriotic, et cetera, there's a lot of young people that are being influenced, even outside of the parental realm and the school realm, to believe that America is evil and that we must all drive electric cars, despite the fact that those electric cars run on coal-fired electricity.
No, they've been captured. And the subtitle of the book, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture, and the reality is the virus I'm talking about is not the China virus. It's the virus that escaped the lab here, not the one in China.
Yeah.
And the one that escaped the lab here is wokeism. And it comes in many evil forms, cancel culture, 1619 Project. And it's pushed by the media, academia, Democratic Party. But understand this, that the aircraft carrier that it takes off from, that it refuels at, that is the cartilage that holds it all together, is big tech. So if you're talking about finding these kids that believe this stuff, that's how they're capturing them. The digital brown shirts are coming through the internet, into their phone, through TikTok, through whatever, you know, Telegram, whatever they're using to communicate, and flipping them. You can spend 18 years trying to raise a great citizen,
mm-hmm.
and a couple people on TikTok can turn them into little Marxists in about 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, that is the risk we didn't have growing up, this ability to have instant access, well, to not only information that we say we can learn some good things, but, dude, the access to warp these young minds into collectivism, basically. And, you know, where environmentalism was failing, they brought a virus out. And now I'm talking about the coronavirus nonsense. And I say it this way because it completely denies the terrain of the individual, you know, the strength of one individual's immune system, and calls us a collective mush, and the immune system doesn't matter anymore unless we get injected with synthetic foreign RNA to alter our DNA protein synthesis. And it's really abhorrent when you alter DNA, that which God gave us, in a man-made way. We're going to take a break here. We're going to be back in just a moment. The author of The Woking Dead, and his name, A.J. Rice, and he's doing it right. This book is great. You can work out with it, too, but work out your mind as well. We'll be back, and go to robertscatbell.com/listen if you want to see the live chat room there. But do sign up for the newsletter. My humble and lovable producer, Superdom, puts it out almost every day. Great information, including links to this new book. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Joined today by author A.J. Rice, and he does a lot more than that. He's been in the talk radio realm where we got our start many, many years ago. And this book is an overview that you sort of don't want to see, but you got to see if you want to make some changes, especially if you've got kids or grandkids. You need to know what's going on and how to counter it. And A.J., I appreciate you writing this book.
No, it's great to be here. Your audience is amazing, and it's really a privilege for us to be able to communicate with them today. I mean, and you're a fighter. You're trying to fight for the culture, and that's really what the reason this book was written.
Yeah, AJ, you know, I mentioned the virus in terms of what they call a real virus, even that some people argue it was gain of function. I think there's a lot of evidence to show that they attempted to make it worse so that this would happen. And whether it's real or imagined, the advantage that they took over people's fear of germs, fear of disease, that's been a vulnerability I've been pointing out on my show for 23 years now. Even as we had people that were conservative, libertarian leaning, they kind of turned their bodies over to a medical elite ruling class, a monopolistic class. And that I've said, this is always our vulnerability. If people yell Ebola or Marburg or smallpox or cowpox or a virus of some kind, they'd be willing to give up their rights temporarily, right, which it always is given back, because they're afraid and only these elites know what to do.
No, it's amazing. It's correct. The same libertarians that are mad about, you know, Big Gulps being taken out of 7-Eleven by Michael Bloomberg when he was mayor.
Yeah.
That would die on the hill of, you know, having salt shakers on the table. All of a sudden were nowhere to be found when they were trying to come into our house and inject people. I mean, my wife went through a pregnancy during this thing, and at every opportunity that they could make, they were trying to get her to not just take the coronavirus vaccine, but all kinds of other crap that she didn't need, like the Tdap and a bunch of other things.
Yeah.
And what's amazing is they'll say to you, to the pregnant woman, you can't have any salami, you can't have any prosciutto, you can't have any cured meats because of nitrites. You can't
no fish. Hot dogs.
You can't go get a Botox injection. You can't eat raw salmon. You can't eat raw tuna. So sushi's out. But you can, but can't do any of that. But what you can do is inject yourself with, you know, modified gene therapy.
Yeah, Fauci says it's okay. So go ahead.
Yeah, Geppetto's backbencher brother, Fauci. I mean, look, what you were talking about before the break is the medical virus that they turned loose on us. This was a dress rehearsal. This was a way for them to see how much we would put up with and whether they could take the next step. Some people think the next step was the raiding of Mar-a-Lago. I mean, I never in a million years think that I would see that in the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's see what we can do. It's incremental authoritarianism, right? So we go through this dress rehearsal. They're using the medical virus to control what's in our body, what's on our face, where we go, whether we can eat dinner, whether we can go to a Little League game, whether we could get married, whatever the hell it is, right? While simultaneously, while we're captured medically by the government, they're going to insert this other virus. And this is to change the way we think, what pronouns we use, what we think is humorous, what type of, you know, children's programming they're going to give us. And that is wokeism. So if you got the tandem of the medical virus and the cultural virus, that's what's created the Woking Dead, led by the reanimated corpse in the White House. He's the leader, stumbling around, can't put a suit jacket on. But look, it's a way of control. They have some power over us. The idea that you thought that they were going to give it back to us, you're crazy. It's like pretending like, oh, we've created this thing called the income tax. It's only temporary to get us out of the Great Recession. Yeah, right. 100 years later, here we are. And here comes 87,000 IRS agents.
Yeah, I thought that was there's a meme that, you know, has a, like a British general. I think it was from The Patriot by Mel Gibson, that movie, with that look. You know, this is the same country that revolted over, you know, taxes, taxation without representation, now hiring 87,000 more IRS agents to, you know, even use deadly force against average folks that are just trying to get by.
It's outrageous. Yeah. I mean, look, they're basically the militant wing of the Democratic Party now. I mean, that's their comment. It's crazy.
Well, listen, I want to talk to you more about this. You tell me if you have time. I don't want to get you in trouble with your wife. We got another segment coming up.
Going.
Yeah, oh, man, this is great news. A.J. Rice doing a great job with this book, The Woking Dead. And I know it's scary. It is. But we've got to talk about it. We've got to confront it. And we can't live in fear any longer. That's the problem. We've been living in fear and letting authoritarians tell us what to do. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More with A.J. Rice after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A man accused of stabbing novelist Salman Rushdie at a lecture series in southwestern New York was charged with attempted murder and assault, authorities said Saturday. Hadi Matar from Fairview, New Jersey, jumped onto the stage at the Chautauqua Institution on Friday and attacked Mr. Rushdie moments after the author was introduced to the audience. Mr. Matar, 24, pled not guilty to second-degree attempted murder and is being held without bail. A fundraiser for the families of 10 people killed in a house fire in Pennsylvania is now a mass casualty scene.
Tragedy at a local fundraiser aimed at helping family members of another horrible tragedy. A car plowed into a crowd in Berwick this evening, resulting in mass casualties. A crowd that had gathered to support victims of last week's fire in Nescopeck, which killed 10 people.
This is USA Radio News. The House Democrats' top investigators on Saturday asked the director of National Intelligence to conduct a review and damage assessment of the boxes of highly classified information seized by the FBI this week from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The letter was sent to National Intelligence Director April Haynes by House Oversight Chairwoman Carolyn B. Maloney, Democrat from New York, and House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence Chairman Adam B. Schiff, Democrat of California, and cites the search warrant cataloging the classified documents of various levels of sensitivity found at Mar-a-Lago. The Southern Baptist Convention, the second largest faith group in the country, said Friday that the Justice Department is investigating multiple arms of the denomination following an internal report that showed mishandling of sexual abuse cases. The report concluded that sex abuse survivors were often ignored, minimized, and even vilified. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, here we go, man. This is intense but necessary. I don't play well with authoritarians, and I don't think A.J. Rice does either. He's the author of The Woking Dead. We have it linked up in the show notes today, robertscadbell.com. Please sign up for our newsletter. You can text RSB, my initials, to 22828 to always stay plugged in. And a lot of things that we get to do here. I love it when we get to talk with folks like A.J. that are writing in detail about really the things that have gone awry are really wrong. Not in a way that it's just griping and moaning and bitching and complaining, but going, look, you need to see this so we can navigate a different, course of action from this moment forward. You're not cowering in fear, AJ, but you're pointing out that a lot of people are trying to induce us to live in permanent states of fear.
Absolutely. And, you know, basically remake the culture, which they see through some prism of the original sin of slavery in the United States. They you know, Americans are tired of radicals trying to defund the police while simultaneously funding the LGBTQ mafia, right? Every episode of television has some political diatribe, and if there is a married, you know, Western European male father, he's a buffoon, right? We're all just a big country of Homer Simpsons and the King of Queens, right, Kevin James?
Yeah.
And they use the 1619 Project instead of real history.
Completely deceiving us about our history, yeah.
Yeah, the founding fathers were just a bunch of Klansmen. You know, their statues need to come down. I mean, the idea that they were going to stop at the Civil War, at General Lee and his horse Traveler, and we're all just going to retreat back to our corners. Are you kidding me? I mean, they're after Christopher Columbus, and they're after George Washington, they're after Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln statues in Lincoln Park in D.C. And look, they use critical race theory, they use, Marxism in the form of, you know, deconstruction, you know, and philosophies, you know, weird sort of socialist philosophies that came out of France in the 70s to push all this stuff. I mean, I was in college in the late 90s in the liberal arts department, and I was in there during 9/11. So I was at war with these people. And the crazy thing is, if you're a conservative student now, you have to make a choice. I did. I took the C. I took the C rather than the A.
No.
Because I'm not going to comply with you. So the teacher would hand out their nutty, you know, syllabus, which is basically syllabus is filled with like lesbian nonfiction since World War II, just like crazy stuff, right?
Yeah.
All the different ways Virginia Woolf killed herself and why white people are to blame. Whatever goofy thing is on the syllabus. I mean, I'm having fun with you now, but you can only imagine.
Yeah.
Crap. That was 20 years ago. I would come in after the first class and hand out my own syllabus to counter-program the professor. So I would absolutely get dinged,
yeah,
grade point averages, mm-hmm, because I was Patrick Henry. I wasn't just going to be some drone, plug me into an extension cord, you know, yeah, forget it.
Students
have to, like, really weigh this because college is expensive. You can't just flush your money down the drain by fighting professors. So it's kind of like, well, what do? You're at some, you know, Ivy League school, state school, even mm-hmm community college. Do you fight the professor?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just keep your head down, comply, get your A, and move on and come back and burn them later?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's a very good question.
I was always more of the kamikaze. I'm Irish Catholic, so I was more of the kamikaze pilot type.
Yeah. Well, no, AJ, I appreciate that, and I think we must be aware that there is a consequence to living in integrity. But I think that consequence is worth paying that price, because you don't sacrifice the principles that you have. And those that do, you question, did they really ever have those principles? But I understand strategically, if you're locked into this right place called college and you got to find a way to survive it, maybe you can come back and correct it later. Hopefully you don't actually get overwhelmed and get indoctrinated in that context.
Well, so here's the thing. The one good thing about technology now is that, mm-hmm, you know, back in from 98 to 2002, when I'm, getting a bachelor's degree, I didn't have a video camera on me, okay, which I'm talking to you on right now. You know, these phones, if you've got some kooky professor, some kooky, you know, Sandinista college, you know, high school teacher or whatever, you know, mm-hmm, you could record it now and send and tweet it at Sean Hannity, and he'll play it on the air. You could tweet it at Robert Scott Bell, and he'll play it on the air.
Right.
Whereas back then, you know, you were like in a duel. You were in a technology-free intellectual duel with these radicals.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of that keeps them honest now, right?
Sure. Well, I think intellectual debate and discussion, I have no problem with, engaging them. But very often, more often than not, the people on the woke left will not engage in intellectual discussions because they don't have an intellectual leg to stand on. They can't back up anything they say. It's all about what they feel.
Well, it's because they're obsessed with some things, and those things that they're fixated on, obsessed with race, gender, sexuality, you know, instead of what they should be focused on is what I was told to be focused on, and that is excellence. No one's focused on excellence anymore. How does diversity, multiculturalism, how does that enhance talent? If you're in the military, you got three colors, red, white, and blue. That's it. It doesn't matter who you go home with at night, right? But they're obsessed with identity and diversity. Instead of being the best.
It's been used to divide us, which, of course, we know makes it easier to conquer us. And as you have figured out, as I have too, when I don't know how your background was growing up, you know, Jewish liberal kind of view of the world. And looking at conservatives, oh, they're filled with hate. I bought it early on in my young years. And then you grow up and you start seeing things. And I think because of the COVID stuff, a lot of people on the left that are, you know, claim to be lifelong Democrats are now looking at their own party and where it's gone and saying, that I didn't sign up for that. That I had other ideals, or I thought were there. And I'm thinking that they might have pushed too hard and bit off more than they can chew. Yeah. You're in Virginia.
Hey, look, when you lose Bill Maher, yeah, you've lost a chunk of, you know, sort of left-wing libertarian-leaning thinkers. I mean, you can say what you want about Bill Maher smoking doobers and not liking Trump or Bush or Reagan, but the reality is when it comes to free speech, when it comes with, you know, freedom from this, I mean, Bill Maher's like a naturalist kind of, you know, I think he, like, doesn't eat, you know, dairy products and stuff. I mean, the idea that Bill Maher's running around saying, inject me, right? I don't think that's happening. I mean, he has praised Florida and ripped California. He did it, I think, a couple weeks ago for the lockdown.
No, give him props for some level of intellectual integrity.
Part of this, he doesn't like religious people, but he has said, you know, the Catholic nuns aren't going to come blow me up.
Right.
But if I make fun of Islam, I get a fatwa put out on me like Salman Rushdie, who just got attacked 33 years later for writing a book critical of Islam. It's outrageous.
I want to ask you, AJ,
think about this.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to work through this column with you on the air. But I was thinking about this, and I was actually texting with Naomi Wolf about it because they're after her too now because she's left the Democratic Party. Exactly. And I was thinking to myself, you know, the fatwa, the concept of the fatwa in Islam is so funny. It's like the original cancel culture. I mean, except that they're trying to, you know, kill you. But it's like, we've got little fatwas against speech happening every day coming out of our media.
Well, and we think about it to the level of death induction, like we talk about the fatwa, the attacks on Salman Rushdie or others. I look at the virus fear and the mandatory type of, injections. They call them vaccines. I argue that they're not actually. And this is born of, I think, a depopulation agenda on globalist religious cult-like, you know, following. It is, there are too many people on the planet. We've got to reduce population by any means necessary, but it can't be overt. We can't pretend we're actually acknowledge we're trying to eliminate you. And I say to those people that think there are too many people on the planet, you know what? Volunteer yourself. If you want to take yourself off the planet, fine. But don't be killing innocents with injections or with starving them out or freezing them out in the winter by cutting all access to the energy that provides for the abundance that we've experienced in our lifetime, unprecedented in the history of the planet and the people on it. And so we see this as a dark agenda that indeed, just like a fatwa in a sense, would result in the death, in this case, of millions, perhaps billions.
Well, look, I'm not an expert on the vaccines. I mean, I know I've read as much as the rest of you and your brilliant guests and audience. But it does seem curious that the virus kind of removed the undesirables from the roles of society, right? The welfare roles or the government roles or and obviously they tried to control healthy people when we knew that it was unhealthy people that it was after.
Yeah.
The question that I would always ask, and I mean Trump has asked it, and plenty of people have asked it, is, you know, was that part of the plan? I mean, it certainly seemed like the most vulnerable among us were swept away by this, the most unhealthy among us. almost, you know, in a very Dr. Mengele-esque way.
Well, yeah.
I mean, right? I mean, it's amazing.
You know about Scott Shera and his daughter Grace. And she was a Down syndrome child, but doing wonderfully, having a beautiful life, a loving family. And she was brought into a hospital with COVID symptoms, and they basically killed her. They put a DNR on her, do not resuscitate. The family never asked for that. And they drugged her to death, and they vented her to death. And many people have similar stories like this. So what you're saying is not an exaggeration. Going after the people that they believe are useless eaters, much like in Nazi Germany when they went after the people that were infirm and, you know, before they started going after Jews, gypsies, gays, everybody.
That's what I'm talking about. It's like we've got the man in the high castle.
Yeah.
Removing people because they've got muscular dystrophy or something, you know.
Yeah, this is serious.
I hate to say it, but, you know, there's a woman running for Congress in Alaska right now that coined a term, death panels, that drove the media nuts. Because there's no way there's such a thing as death panels. How dare you? Obamacare's great. If you love Obamacare, wait till we hit you with this virus. Obamacare will take care of you if you get this virus.
All right, we'll be back.
Act two. Obamacare's Act One.
We're going to
send this virus out. That'll be Act Two. Sarah Palin said, there's going to be...
Stand by. We got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a second to wrap up the hour here with A.J. Rice, author of The Woken Dead. It's rocking here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. I love the passion of AJ Rice. He's just letting her rip. He knows about the medium. You don't hold back on this stuff, and we can't. We got to call it out like we see it. What is happening is inducing needless suffering and death as well. And that's why, again, this Woking Dead is a scary thing based on obviously the title of The Walking Dead. But it's like we're living amongst zombies. And, you know, sometimes I wonder, are the zombies the people that are not aware of everything going on? Or are they the ones in control, inducing death in others, trying to bite us, eat us, whatever it is that they're doing? And, I know it's pretty intense, the discussion and the things you've written about in the book. But if we don't call it out like it is, we're going to end up in a sad, well, we're already in a pretty sad place, but we may never find our way back.
I mean, look, the Woking Dead are extremely contagious. They're extremely contagious because they're armed now with big, big, big time money, big time allies in Hollywood and the media and big tech. And they can flip your teenager, your mother-in-law really quickly. And that's why Donald Trump had to go. Donald Trump had to go because he was the point of the spear rejecting the premise. They had 8 years to set this thing up. They were ready to hand it off to Hillary. She would continue the Great Reset. And then Godzilla shows up and messes up their plans. Because he ran on three things, really. Immigration, trade, the American workers being screwed, and the rejection of political correctness. Because the Woking Dead didn't start yesterday. I mean, the early germination of the political correct movement of the 90s, right? That's where, and it comes and goes in cycles, right? And now it's everywhere. People are just virtue signaling it everywhere. Black Lives Matter. Trust the science. Love is love. Love is love, Robert Scott Bell. I don't know whether you knew that. Love is love.
Hey, we call it vitamin L here. I don't know if it's regulated by the FDA or not.
Right. Just look, take your vaccine. Stop drinking your Big Gulp. Take your vaccine. Yeah. Watch MSNBC and don't stick your head up or the FBI will go to the president's house. Right?
It's just plain ugly authoritarianism.
Yes. zombie do-gooders that are here to monitor all of our fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dave Chappelle's not exactly Clarence Thomas or Ben Carson, right? But he's got to go.
Yeah.
He's got to go. Now, why does he got to go? And I think this is a legitimate point, and by no means am I, like, endorsing the 1619 project, and I don't think Chappelle is. Chappelle merely asked the question, isn't it interesting that the LGBTQ mafia got their rights in, like, 40 seconds, and black people, it took, like, us 400 years? Right. How did that happen?
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. AJ, with this book, are you going out on a lecture tour at all? Or are you staying home because of the kids? What's your plan on reaching out to
them? I do a little bit of all of it. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I still have a day job here. I've got to manage everyone else. One of the reasons I wrote the book is because no one wants a coach that hasn't been a player. So now I'm a player.
Yeah.
You know, but we're doing a ton of interviews. You know, I'll go out there. I'm kind of, I try to keep up, you know, I've been the international man of mystery here for some time, so I'm stepping out from behind the curtain to try to save the country.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Real quick, because you're in Virginia, you got this Republican governor. Is he doing a good job? Is it a mixed bag? What's going on there?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he's fighting the federal government. Federal government is trying to cut off funds to Virginia if they don't teach CRT and the pronoun mafia stuff, if they don't, you know, let Larry into the girls' locker room.
Yeah.
So he's fighting that. He's not letting Larry in the locker room with the little girls. And Biden's trying to get Larry in the girls' bathroom and everything else. So they're threatening funding and things like that. But he's doing great. He can only, as the governor of Virginia, you can only serve as one term.
Mm.
And he, you know, he was able to flip like 10-15% of the people in Virginia that voted for Biden over Trump and flip them to him. How did he do it? Basically singling out the Woking Dead, the CRT stuff, the lockdowns, the crazy microaggression, equity nonsense.
That's what I said about them biting off more than they can chew, and we're seeing the backlash. And A.J. Rice, I appreciate you writing this book, The Woking Dead, to help others to see it too. Continued success with the book, and you ever want to come back on and chat some more? I love your passion. I knew you had it, so you let it rip, and we had a good hour here together. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you. Anytime. You know, we love you guys.
Well, I appreciate you. And remember, the power to heal, even politically, is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.